program. Tom, it is always a pleasure. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're doing outstanding. You know, we had a chance to talk to two fine athletes within the track and field program over the last 2 days. Today we talked to Damon Unland, and we talked to Jayla Henderson yesterday. I tell you what, I like talking to football and basketball, and I know that kind of drives the bus over and everything. But those track and field athletes are fun to talk to.
And I'll tell you what, Jayla and Unland are phenomenal. Jayla, though, might be one of the best athletes we've ever had here. I mean, she's just getting better and better. And I don't know if they have any clue what her upside is. She's still got a little time to get better, so we're excited to see where that goes.
Imagine if she'd figured out the triple jump, you know, a couple years ago when she came to Wyoming.
Yeah. And, she, you know, Quincy does an unbelievable job working with her, so it's exciting to see where that's going to go.
Absolutely. Tom, a lot of things we want to talk about today, but you guys sent out an email about the estimated value of all the advertising and articles and media attention that the university's gotten since the start of last football season till, you know, the middle of this month. $159 million, Tom. Did you think when all this process was going that would be worth all that in kind of free publicity for the university?
No, I didn't know how much it would be. I knew last summer when I told our CFO, Bill Sparks, I said, Bill, we need to find a way to quantify this. We got something special going on here and football is an important part of it, but the Josh Allen effect is a whole nother level that we had no idea where that was going to go. But so we rolled the dice and tried to figure out a way to quantify it and hired the best in the industry to do so. And $159 million is an incredible amount of money. And I think it's important to note, I believe this strongly, it's $159 million. It will have an immense impact on the university, but it also has an immense impact on the state, because we got to remember that Bucking Horse and Rider, Steamboat, is the mark of the state and the university. And it has been exposed all over the world and in some of the major media markets in the country. I received a phone call a couple weeks ago from a gentleman in New York who went to school at UW but had kind of lost his relationship with UW living in Manhattan. And I had tried to build a relationship with him, and it really never went anywhere. And he called me and left a message, and I saved the message because the message basically was, Tom, in no time in my lifetime, I've been in New York for 30 years, has there been any story that resonated with New Yorkers until Josh Allen? And he said, now every day I walk into a meeting, they go, hey, Steve, aren't you a Wyoming guy? What's up with Josh Allen? I mean, it's just amazing the reach it's had.
All right, forget the statistics. Just based on that $159 million, I'm nominating Josh Allen for the Wyoming Sports Hall of Fame right now.
Are you in the Hall of Fame?
What, you're in the Hall of Fame?
No, in the Sports Hall of Fame. You ought to get in, like, the statewide Sports Hall of Fame. I know you're in the Broadcasters Hall
right.
of Fame. There's got to be a statewide one, right?
Wow.
No.
Okay, Tom.
No.
He is in two halls of fame. He is in the East High Hall of Fame, and he's in the WAB Hall of Fame. So we don't need any more. I think that's enough, Monty.
Enough about Monty. Okay, I apologize. No. Let's stay on track.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of things, Tom.
In case you're wondering, I'm not allowed to ask my question until the end of the interview.
Okay.
I want to know. So you had the board of directors meetings recently, and I know there were several topics going on, but this whole TV deal, you know, whether to, you know, continue on with ESPN, CBS Sports when those deals wind up, or, you know, go off to a streaming platform. What, if anything, got accomplished during these latest rounds of meetings, you think?
Well, what we're trying to do, everybody, all the ADs and all the schools come from a different perspective. And so we have to understand what our end game is. And that's hard to get to because if you ask me, for example, representing UW, game times, control of game times are critical. If you ask San Diego State, don't really care. If you ask Boise State, they care less. They care, but they're not as passionate as we are. And so we really narrowed it down to three areas that we've got to focus on: revenue, exposure, and control of game time. So if I was betting, and this is going to be a long process, there will be, if I was betting, I think there'll be a partnership created that allows for some national exposure, now significant national exposure, enhanced control of game times, and to do that, you're going to have to put a whole bunch of games on a streaming platform. You can't give all of these games to ESPN and CBS because they've told us our value is in that late window. Our value is not Saturday afternoon.
Well, and I'll come from this from two perspectives. As a radio broadcaster, I think that's great because the streaming, and I've tried it, you know, it's really hard in a lot of places in Wyoming because the internet is not the high-speed internet that everybody in Denver or in San Diego or whoever sees, you know. It's always way behind the actual action. So the better, you know, for us as radio broadcasters, because if people want to be up to, you know, up to the minute on what's going on, they're going to listen to the radio. But as a fan, trying to watch some of those streaming games is just ungodly horrible. I'm sorry. I don't know any way to put it even better. The Facebook games I try to watch are just, you know, just terrible. I mean, contact us on Facebook. Tell us what you think. You know, I want to watch the ball game. And I want all that crap. So that's just my input.
Yeah. No, and I would agree with you. And I think our generation agrees with you. As you get younger kids, though, they don't watch games in their entirety. I have two boys who play everything. I can't tell you the last time they sat down and watched a sporting event. They just don't do it anymore. It's just they watch highlights and bites of every sporting event, but they don't watch a whole game.
What if any are coaches? And I know you can probably just speak from your point of view. Does Coach Bowl have any input on this and what he prefers as well?
He does. Yeah. And Coach Bowl is in the generation of Dave and myself.
Mm-hmm.
But he sat down with his players and has talked to them, and they're like, "Coach, we don't watch games. They like being on ESPN, hoping they get a highlight.
Mm-hmm.
That's their goal, hoping they get a highlight. So it's not. It used to be. If you'd ask us this question 5 years ago, we absolutely need a traditional linear platform with the majority of our games on it for a recruiting perspective." Most of the coaches in the Mountain West have changed that mindset. They basically say, we cannot completely leave traditional linear television. That will kill us in recruiting. But we don't need to be in the situation we're in today where we have a whole bunch of games that are on every week and we're starting basketball games at 9:30 at night, football games at 8:30. We are willing to give in that regard. So that's about, I'll be honest with you, about as far as these meetings get, because until we know what the market will bear, we don't know what our options are, and that will start in about 6 months. And we're in the process of hiring a consultant who will go out and negotiate our rights fees along with the conference office.
Tom Berman joining us here in the Sports Zone. Tom, I know Robert Gagliardi had an interesting article several weeks ago on, you know, building, you know, infrastructure at the with the athletic facilities and stuff, and kind of a pecking order. And listen, we've talked to you about these. You got the new training facility done, the high altitude center done. What's next? In with the pecking order of what you would like to see done and what's of most importance to the University of Wyoming Athletic Department?
Yeah. I think there's really about a handful of projects, but let me say the most important thing we've got to be able to do is manage our operational budget. And that people, when I say that, they're like, well, what does that mean? This program turned about 4 years ago, and it turned when we got the match. Okay, so what that basically meant was investment of $4 million annually by the state. We asked for $10 million over the biennium or $4 million annually, $5 million annually. They gave us $4 million. And then the state went through a very harsh budget reduction, and we took a $1 million budget cut annually. So in essence, that $5 million is now down to $3 million, if you think about it. The investment of $5 million is now down to $3 million. Things are getting very tight for us, and it's very difficult to maintain and and do the things we're doing right now, looking to the future as we deal with inflation. So we have to figure that riddle out, and whether that's increasing the match back to the original amount or whether that's coming up with some other mechanism to find those dollars, that's number one priority. Number two, at some point, the University of Wyoming is going to be forced to deal with the swimming pool issue. And the swimming pool issue basically is this. We swim in a 25-yard pool that's 50 years old. The expectations are 50-meter pools with bulkheads and some level of diving structure. We don't have any of that. So right now, when we host a swimming event, we host it at Laramie High School 9 times out of 10. That's not how Division I schools operate. But it's working, and we can manage it for a while. At some point, we're going to have to address it. It's a very expensive venture. The third piece is the west side of War Memorial Stadium has never really been addressed in any fashion since it was built. The seats are too narrow. The risers are too short on the lower level section. The concessions, bathrooms, lighting are a complete disaster. And we need to address that. And we've started down the path designing some things, but it's going to be an expensive process. And right now the state is probably not in a position to help us as much as we would like. And we're not Colorado State, and we're not in a position where we can take on $50 million of debt. So we're going to have to be thoughtful about how we get it. But those are probably the three primary things that are big picture, real dollar issues that we face today.
Tom, talking when I was over there pro day and I was talking to some of the coaches and just, you know, BSing with them, one of the things they brought up, and it doesn't have anything to do with the athletic department except they said it hurts recruiting, is the fact that the dormitory situation on the UW campus is, well, I guess god-awful would be the first way to put it. I mean, yeah. Those dormitories, I lived in them 50 years ago, and although they've had some modernization and some upgrades, they are essentially the same dormitories that are 50 years old, and they just don't compete with the living arrangements that a lot of the schools at the University of Wyoming is competing with. And, I mean, my thought is I would do away with the dormitories altogether and turn them into parking lots and let the private sector put up housing for the students and just don't have dormitories. But I don't think that's going to work. But is that anywhere in the planning process over there?
Yes, and there was lots of discussion in last year's legislature, and then there now is a committee spearheaded by, I think you had Representative Harshman on either today or yesterday, mm-hmm. And he is leading a committee to look at housing on the UW campus because we are woefully inadequate. Today's college student spends, when the decision to where they go to college, if they're a public school student, in my opinion, and research backs this to some level, has a lot to do with housing and recreation and recreational opportunities. Well, we've done a great job investing in a hot anchor, and that we've done a good job there. Now we have to upgrade the housing because kids more times than not go to college not knowing what they're going to major in. They don't know if they need a great college of business building or a wonderful engineering building because they don't know what they're doing yet. We have to find a way to upgrade the housing because it is a very difficult thing to overcome in recruiting. We don't even show campus housing on our visits in athletics.
Have you seen the new Adidas uniforms yet?
I've seen some designs that they have proposed and we have proposed to them. I like them, but you got to remember, this is Wyoming football. They're going to look just about identical to what we had last year with a little slight change. The colors are going to be the same. Coach Bull is not into changing, and which I'm good with, and that's so it's not going to look dramatically different on the football side of things. You'll see some tweaks, but we're still going to be wearing brown and gold in basketball. We're wearing either white or yellow at home, and it'll be great. And we've just started working with Adidas. Our contract actually technically doesn't end until until May 30th with Nike.
Right.
So we're not actually wearing the three stripe yet.
All right, now I get to ask my final question. You told me one time that you would never, ever again, as long as you lived, play BYU and schedule them on a regular basis, okay?
Yep.
Do you remember that?
I remember. I don't know if I said it as strongly as that. I have a tendency to exaggerate, but I did say we were not going to play them.
Okay, where does it stand on playing them again?
I'm going to be transparent. I have changed my tune. Having said that, we do not have a deal, and okay. I'm not sure we're going to get a deal. We thought we had a deal, but the dates are not working the way we wanted, so it may not actually come to reality. I am comfortable at this point after 9 years since they left, or however many years it's been. I've gotten over it a little bit. I think it's in our best interest if we can do a home-and-home with BYU. There's great money, there's great interest. If we beat BYU, it's a big deal. If we beat Weber State, it's not.
I got some guidelines for you, okay?
God.
Okay.
They play twice in Laramie for every time we go to Provo, and we play on a Sunday.
I think that'll be a done deal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, see how that goes over with them.
Okay, Tom.
I'll
leave you with this one, and we asked our listeners this, and it's a would you rather. Okay, would you rather go 10-2 in football, win a Mountain West title, but lose to CSU in the regular season, or go 9-3, win a bowl game, and beat CSU in the regular season?
10-2, and I'm a conference champ.
Yep, but lose to CSU.
I want to be a conference champ.
Very good. That's a tough question, though.
Here's what I told McKinney.
I don't like losing to CSU, but we haven't won a conference championship. We've got to win a damn championship.
Yeah, well, here's what I told Kevin yesterday. He said, I can't imagine the boot going south to Fort Collins. So I say, do like Hawaii did. Just pretend you lose the boot like they did the Panioli Trophy. Hide it on campus and don't give it back to them.
We misplaced it somewhere on the whole mountain.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was here last week, and now it's gone. Sorry, CSU.
Tom, it's always a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon. Thank you again.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tom. Thanks.